Hello, you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And pre-recording today, I have an event that I'm at, so I'm recording this the day before. We started off with some Building Confidence Through Play from Halifax. That was a song singing together. A bopper. And I played that in part because it's a great song, but also it features David Barclay, a friend of mine, and the person that introduced me to the guest that will be taking up the majority of the show. So Andrew Mazerall has been in a bunch of bands, Monomyth, Ira Hardley, some others, but we're here today to talk about Muncho. So his latest, or his solo project, Muncho, is releasing its debut full-length album tomorrow at Green Auto on the pop-up stage. So I am going to play a song of Andrew's, of Muncho Joe's. It's called It's called Some Eyes, from the album Bread Dough Rising. That's from a few years ago. And then we're going to hear a lengthy conversation with Andrew. So we talk about all kinds of things, play a couple songs in the middle, including his cover of Blues Runs the Game and some Jimmy Buffett. You'll understand why. Then I've got a few other songs. But anyways, you're going to hear this song by Muncho, and then you will be transported to my backyard where I had a conversation with Andy on Tuesday. All right, here we go. Here is Muncho. It's now my pleasure to welcome Andy Mazerall to the CITR Airwaves. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Duncan. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I wanted to have you on the radio because you have a very special event coming up this Friday. Can you tell people about what's happening this Friday?
So Friday at the Green Auto pop-up stage, my band Muncho will be releasing our first full-length record. Tim the Mute will be playing, Speed Reader will be playing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
How do you feel about singing drummers?
I'm very into singing drummers, actually. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I think they're great. I think singing anything that's not guitar is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So keyboards or...
bass. Keyboards is fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. So speed reader, singing drummer, it'll be great. And Tim is an old friend, or you're pals with Tim?
Yeah, I'm pals with Tim. And my fiance Michelle is very close with Tim. So,
Excellent. And the pop-up stage, is that the outdoor one, or is it the one in the secondary room?
So it's in the secondary room. It's like where you would go for an outdoor show, but it's going to be indoors, I think, unless the outdoor stage is set up, which I feel like was up in the air when I first talked to them. It feels like it's not going to be outdoors, but I wish it was because it's so beautiful out these days.
Yeah, and that outdoor stage is so lovely there too. But you know, it'll be great regardless.
It'll be indoors or outdoors, and it will be great. Yes.
And so, Muncho is a project. It's kind of your project.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while. It had a slightly different name before. Can you tell what is Muncho if people don't know?
Sure. So Muncho is, I guess you would call it like it's like my solo project. It originally started as Muncho Joe. I had intended for it to be like a band with other contributing members and stuff, but the original members weren't interested in contributing beyond like, you know, bass lines and drum parts or whatever, like new songs or anything like that. So it became just my thing. It's had a rotating cast of characters as members. It's had so many members. I feel like it's had like 20 members over the years, and I haven't even played that many shows. but it was originally called Muncho Joe. Might still be called Muncho Joe, but it's also called Muncho. This record is out under Muncho.
Right.
Muncho Joe is the mascot. Yeah.
What is Muncho Joe? It's a potato chip?
So Munchos are a potato chip.
Okay.
They're not actually a potato chip. They're a potato product. I can't remember what they call it. A potato based product, snack food. It's like it's like how Pringles are like a paste that they like form into a chip. Right. It's the same idea, except where Pringles I think are baked, Munchos are fried, and they're a little more free form in shape.
Okay.
But Muncho Joe, if I remember correctly, what happened was that my friend Allie, who I was dating at the time, people kept asking her, or no, she was working at a job, and the people at that job were playing a game of trying to come up with the worst band name they could possibly come up with. She came up with Muncho Joe. And then I was starting this band. People heard I was starting a band, and they were like, oh, what's this band called? I didn't have a name yet. She would just say Muncho Joe. And then we played one show under a different name. We were called Tangles. And then everybody just kept calling us Muncho Joe, and I was like, okay, we're Muncho Joe. And then I've just kept that name or some variation of it ever since for any, like, solo recording stuff or whatever. Current Muncho is me on guitar and singing, Martin Bayless playing drums, who is also does music as Jackson Ramsey and also as Little Baby Forever, and Ira Hardy from Ira Hardley, which I also play in, plays bass.
Yeah. And how do you navigate that with you and Ira, like? Someone says, hey, I want you to play a show. Is it ever like, is this an Ira show or is this a Muncho show? Or have you not had to deal with that kind of... It's a funny dynamic where you're switching your solo projects.
Yeah, it's... So far, it hasn't been that much of a thing because Muncho just hasn't played that many shows. Although lately, all of a sudden, we've booked a lot of shows. But yeah, it's sort of like I let Ira figure out Ira shows and I figure out Muncho shows, and that's that. Like, even when I first joined Ira Hardley, I specifically told Ira, like, I don't want to do any of the sort of logistical stuff of being in a band. Creative side of it, like, I will help with arranging songs and I will write bass lines and whatever. But I don't want to have to book shows and be in contact with people and stuff like that, because that's the part of being in a band I hate the most.
Right.
So I will do it for my own project, but not for someone else's. Yeah. But, I mean, if something comes up Mancho can't do, I might be like, hey, Ira, maybe we could do this, or the and vice versa. Yeah.
And so the record, is this something? Kind of seems like it's been a work in progress, or like something you worked on for quite a while.
Yeah.
And so how did this record come about?
So I started working on this record. I mean, it depends what you mean by started working on. What I mean by started working on the record, but I would say I started working on the record in earnest in I think 2021. I just posted on, it was like still, we were sort of like still in and out of lockdowns every once in a while, and I posted on Instagram, I think, like an Instagram story that was like, are you a drummer that has a recording set up already set up? Can I send you some demos? And then work back and forth like that. A few people responded, but I ended up going with Greg Napier, who people might know if they ever saw Homeshake live. He was the live drummer from Homeshake. He's also in a great band called Special Noise. And he's an amazing drummer. He's so good. And so I did the first batch of songs with him, where I just sent him demos of songs that some that had been like fairly recently written, and some that I had been working on for a couple years and just like never had gotten around. And I always was struggling to keep a band together, whatever.
People kept leaving town on
exactly.
You.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the previous band, both people moved away. And it's really hard to find a drummer in this town. So I started working on the record that way. I would send him a demo. He would drum to the demo. He would send it back. I would send him, like, clip. I would send him, like, audio messages of me, like, beatboxing, basically, parts. Like, if I was, like, here, I would rather it be this way. I'm not going to do it now. But, and we went back and forth that way. So I did, I can't remember what it is, 6 or 7 songs with him that way. And then, I was working on and off for a couple of years, but like never like steady working on it. Like I would have little fits and starts, and then I had a bunch more songs I wanted to do. And by that time, there was less lockdown-y stuff happening, and Jesse Locke had moved to town, and so I got Jesse in, and I recorded Jesse playing drums for a number of songs. So it's kind of those two are the rhythm on the record. There's maybe 1 or 2 drum machine songs. And I recorded the record all to 4-track cassette in my bedroom down the street from where we are right now.
Right. So you recorded guitars, bass, and everything else for it.
Yeah, guitar, bass, vocals, and synthesizers. Yeah.
Very cool.
Sorry.
Joking. Okay, what do I want to ask about next? It's coming out on 2 different labels on 2 different formats. How did that come about?
So I had met John Manning very shortly after first moving here, and I was talking to my friend Zach, who's from Seattle, who played in the band Ihi. And he was like, oh, John's one of my oldest friends, and I think he would love Mancho, because I had played a show with Ihi on the East Coast with Mancho. And so I sent John the Mancho stuff, I guess Mancho Joe at the time, and he did really like it. And then so over the last little while, we had talked about me putting out a tape on Lost Sound Tapes, his label. And then actually the making of the record is attached to that because I was having trouble like actually finishing something, and I had like all of these kind of songs in partial levels of being finished. And so I messaged John and said, okay, let's do a tape. And he said, yes. And then I said, okay, give me a deadline. And then whatever I have done by then, I will sequence into the tape. And so he did that for me. When we got to the deadline, I was like, okay, this started me working, and now I can actually finish the rest of it. I'm going to push the deadline a little further. So I did do that. We planned on doing the tape. This whole time, I had been sending songs to my friend Brent, who plays in a band called Vanity Mirror in LA. And he was like, I think someone would put this out like on like a little wider release than Lost Sound Tapes. If you want, I can send it to the label I'm on or whatever. And so I was kind of like, well, doesn't hurt to try. And then I messaged John and told him, like, I'm going to do this, but I will make a stipulation that we can definitely still do tapes and I won't do it otherwise, basically. And then everybody was cool with it. And so then the other label is We Are Busybody, or it's Having Fun Records, which is a sub-label of We Are Busybodies. Okay. Which is a cool label that's been around for 20 years and has put out lots of very cool stuff. So I was excited about that.
That's awesome.
I mean, John has also put out lots of really cool stuff on Lost Sound Tapes. It's both, both are great.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it'll be out on vinyl and on cassette.
And have the records made it to Vancouver yet?
Yes, I have a stack of records. Awesome. Yeah.
That's always the tough thing with release shows is you plan that date and then you just hope the records can get there in time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think the tapes are going to make it unless they suddenly appear this week, but the records will be there and we'll have tapes shortly after that. We did different cover designs for both, so I'm excited about that.
I've seen your back is to the camera.
Yeah.
That's the record? And then what's
the
tape?
That's the record. So the tape is basically blank on the cover, and it's going to come with markers so that you can, it's like, it's on an unfinished stock.
Hmm.
So like a non-gloss stock so that you can.
Matte. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you'll be able to draw your own cover. Is the idea. Like, it has the title and stuff on it and the name Muncho, but
yeah.
And then I think maybe, I can't remember now the layout, but the inside might have that photo from the cover on it, but yeah.
Sounds cool. Yeah. I noticed that you zapped some of your old Bandcamp releases, or you pulled them down. Any thought behind that, or you wanted to put the spotlight on the new stuff?
Well, I think the only thing I removed is a covers record.
Okay.
And it was mainly, probably like, not actually necessary to remove. I mean, I don't know if I was in love with that. It was just a thing to put out at the time.
Yeah. Fake Waterfalls is gone too, I think.
Oh, Fake Waterfalls is gone. And the reason for that was because that was supposed to be on the record.
Okay.
However, I forgot to send it for mastering at the time, so it did not make the record. So I might throw it on the next thing, or I don't know. Ira and I have been talking about some sort of compilation or something with a number of bands, and so maybe it'll make its way on that. I feel like it'll resurface at some point. But
good to have a one-off in the mix.
It was intended to be on the record, and I just made an error.
Okay. That song, Blues Runs the Game, I wasn't familiar with it before. Like, I heard it on your EP, and it's beautiful. I love that song. What drew you to that song in particular?
Oh, it's just, like, one of the best songs ever. that's what it did. But, yeah, and also Jackson C. Frank, if you don't know about him, who wrote the song, he has a very fascinating story. Really sad, actually.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues run the game.
very sad, but the one record that he put out is like so beautiful. Yeah, there's another song on that that maybe Dialogue, I Want to Be Alone. It's like one of the saddest songs ever, but it's so pretty. Anyway, but he had an immense effect on, he's American, but he like moved to England. He had an immense effect on the like the British folk and traditional scene, and also on like people like Paul Simon and maybe even Dylan to some degree, because Dylan also went over it. Anyway, yeah.
I was hanging out with Lorraine from Tough Age and What the other day, and I'm just noticing your hat. And she was saying, speaking of great songs, her dad was obsessed with the song Cheeseburgers in Paradise, which is your you have a Cheeseburgers in Paradise hat. Do you have an affinity to that song as well?
Yes. In fact, when Jimmy Buffett died, I got so many condolence messages. It was absurd.
I shouldn't be laughing.
No, so it is funny. I was like, "What?" I was like, "Wow, this is really." I don't like what have I made people think of me? I don't know, but I do think it's an amazing song. I think it's just so bizarre. I think he's one of the weirdest artists ever, like truly weird, like country music with steel drums is like such a bizarre thing, and just the whole like parrot head culture and all that stuff. But Cheeseburger in Paradise is like, it's a perfect dumb song, and it's what I sing at karaoke most passionately. And I own this hat twice over now, because Michelle bought me this one, and then it's starting to get in pretty rough shape, and so I found another one on eBay. And
it's good to have a backup for those essential items.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, good song, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Maybe Munchie will cover it someday, because I can sing the hell out of it. So.
Try to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 700 days. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.
You're not originally from Vancouver. You're from the East Coast, and feels like a lot of your music is steeped in 90s East Coast Halifax pop explosion style pop. I was just wondering if you could talk a bit about like how that, you know, influenced your sound. And
The East Coast is where I'm from. I'm from New Brunswick originally. I'm from St. John, New Brunswick, and I grew up there. And then I went to university in Halifax. I guess I started to get into that sort of like Halifax East Coast scene stuff when I was probably near the end of high school, because I would see Joel Plaskett play a lot. And then, I even opened for him with my high school band one time on the Ashtray Rock Tour, which was great. He's a great live performer, great songwriter. And I mean, like, especially then, he was still, like, rocking. I mean, I like his folky stuff, but anyway. but the rock stuff is great. And his band, so I got into his band before that, which is Thrush Hermit. One of the greatest Canadian bands ever. Amazing rock band. And then sort of, like, through that, got more into all of the bands that were associated with that same scene, like Sloan and the Inbreds and the Super Friends. So that stuff, I don't know, it's my favorite music ever, like aside from like maybe like 60s pop or something. Like those are like the two biggest touchstones for me, is all of that stuff.
I found a cover of Underwhelmed that you did for a compilation.
Oh, no.
We don't. I won't play it on the radio if you'd prefer not. But
I would prefer not.
Okay, understood.
But yeah, that was a fun thing. I did two of those. I did one for a plum tree. Like the same person put out all these compilations of covers, like where they would get Halifax artists or whatever to cover these bands. And yeah, I did one for a plum tree record and one for that Sloan one. But yeah, I don't, not my best moments.
No problem. Like,
but I would cover Underwhelmed again. That's a great song.
Yeah.
It's really weird songwriting. The way the lyric works in that song is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Chris Murphy writes so many words. There's an interview with the band Tons, which features members from Super Friends Sloan and the Inbreds. Yeah, where I think it's Mike O'Neill from the Inbreds. Yeah, also just talks about how many, like, how he's like likes to be very sparse with words in songs, and Chris is the opposite, and so many words in all of his songs. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're an East Coaster. You're steeped in the scene and the culture. What brought you out to Vancouver?
Well,
if again, yeah, if no, you no, want
no.
to talk about
it. No, it's good. I just keep, my brain keeps going blank. Yeah, what brought me to Vancouver? Not a lot, really. I just, I'd gotten out of a long relationship, and a lot of friends were moving to, like, Montreal and Toronto. And there is part of me now that's like, maybe it would have made more sense to go to one of those places where all my friends were. But I felt at the time that that was like a sideways move, is how I've described it. Like, I just thought, like, oh, I'll just go to a different place and hang out with the exact same people, just in a different place. Like, maybe it would be more growth if I went somewhere entirely different. And, yeah, one of my best friends was living here. And so that was the only person I really knew here. And so then I moved here. And the other thing was, is that actually I remember around the time that I was considering moving out here, I was talking to a coworker in a kitchen I worked in, and I was like, I just want to move somewhere where it's like 15 degrees all the time. And they were like, the closest you're going to get to that is Vancouver, I feel like. And I feel like that's accurate-ish.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, certainly closer than like the Maritimes are, because they're either 30 degrees or minus 30 degrees.
Yeah. A lot of shoegaze revival happening. Do you think, are you hopeful that people will keep going until they get to that Halifax sound of the later 90s?
No, it's all mine. No, it would be fun. I do, like, it's a weird thing. Like, I think to some people, maybe it's a dirty word, but like a power pop. Or whatever. I mean, I feel like people are embarrassed to call themselves that, but I think we're essentially a power pop band, and that's kind of what that music is. I feel like, yeah, there's not, in the current Vancouver music scene, there's not a ton of bands that I would, that like fall into that. And yeah, it would be nice to have other bands to play shows with, like where the, I mean, not that I like when shows are varied, but you know, it's cool to play shows with people who are like writing in a similar style. Yeah.
Feels like maybe Maneater has that kind of drive to it.
For sure. Yeah. 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 Anything that, Dan is playing guitar in, he definitely is like a power poppy sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all I can think of. Anything else that you want to mention to people? Where can they find the music?
They can find the music, hopefully at the local record store. Hopefully they can certainly order it from there if they wanted to get the vinyl, or they could come to the show on Friday at the Green Auto pop-up stage, or, 2 weeks later at Red Gate.
With Tonk, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. That's, Tonk, Devours, and Round Delays, and us. It's like an amazing lineup. It's a stacked lineup. It's a Thursday. I think it's the 12th. But forget all about that. Come to the Green Auto pop-up stage this Friday, May 30th, to see us and Tim the Mute and Speed Reader. Where else you can find the music? Muncho.bandcamp.com, Muncho Band on Instagram. You can look at the We Are Busybodies website by Googling We Are Busybodies. Lost Sound Tapes by Googling Lost Sound Tapes, or your preferred search engine. I think they would all find those things.
One thing that did occur to me. So you mentioned your fiance. You're yes. going to get married later this year. Congratulations. And the first two singles you released were King of Bad Vibes and then a very beautiful like love song to Michelle. So I was just wondering what like the contrast between those two songs. Why were those the songs that you wanted people to first hear?
Yeah, so it's King Midas of Bad Vibes.
King Midas, right.
The one. And Michelle, I mean, a big part of it was just those are the songs like when I was playing other people the record and stuff that they were like, oh, those ones sound like singles. Like people kept saying that they liked those ones. I did also think that it was funny. Like it is funny for someone to imagine that both like, cause that like King Midas of Bad Vibes is about living with a roommate you don't really want to live with. And it is funny to me to imagine people thinking that Michelle is both those people. Right. She isn't. She's the easiest person to live with I've ever lived with. So, awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Andy, and all the best this Friday. Keep on rocking in the free world. that's not my thing, but anyways, have a great show on Friday.
Nardwar.
It's so easy when you're not here. When you leave the skies all clear, the clouds roll away and the sun reappears. It's so easy when you're not here. It's so easy when you are gone. The world starts to sing its song. The harmonies rise and we sing along. It's so easy when you are. When you come home, within an hour, all of the milk starts to go sour. Petals all fall from the flowers. God has surely banished me to hell while I'm alive. Live inside this house with the King Midas of Bad Vibes. To go sour, petals all fall from the flowers. God has surely banished me to hell while I'm alive. Trapped inside this house with the King Midas of Bad Vibes. It's so easy when you're not home. My thoughts are all free to roam. Clouds roll away. Music goes by and the beats harmonize. These bars become walls in this house all alone. It's so easy when you're not home. Dream that I'm with you. every morning, waking up, I'm pouring coffee in my cup. I see your face and find the dream was true. Oh, Michelle, 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 am I dreaming or not dreaming? I can't tell. Every day I'm walking round, the leaves are scattered on the ground. I'm humming songs and daydreaming of you. Michelle, 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 am I dreaming or not dreaming? I can't tell. Michelle, am I falling for you? I already fell for you. If I'm dreaming, that would break me. If I'm just dreaming, never tell. If I'm just dreaming, please don't wake me. No, don't wake me up, Michelle.
Let's see here. World of Warps, in a bad God. Ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Again.
This music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out. Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up your in a rubber, don't place. Dance out.
Join New Brunswick punk rockers Motherhood with special guests Montreal's Samoy and Vancouver's Space Crash Echoes June 11th at Green Auto. To get your tickets and learn more, visit at Green Auto Music on Instagram and click the link in bio.
Welcome. Ani and Steve Joaquin.
Do tamse. Ichuao. Iswao.
Ahla osahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Yek tunal. Tah taitan.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. Stopping at the Sally Ann, trying to pick up some shirts for my rock and roll band. Allison's gonna screen them by hand, but now I'm looking for a place to go. Lining up my coat, I got two beer, gonna crack one open when the cops are near. Cause my head's just a little too clear, and now I'm looking for a place to go. The first snow of the year, and I notice that you're not here. But I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. Well, I had a friend who didn't pay me rent, too busy getting drunk and getting hell bent. He'll never get to heaven cause he'll never repent, and now he's looking for a place to go. So I went to my landlord to break my lease, said, come on man, can't you help me please? Cause having a home ain't worth a psychic disease, and now I'm looking for a place to go. The first snow of the year, and I'm hoping that you're still here. But I'm walking around town and I'm looking for a place to go. Let's go. A box full of glass, we watched it fall. Man, I think that it's time to go. We'll be right back.
That was a bit of a lengthy set, but we heard Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett. We heard King Midas of Bad Vibes and Michelle from the new album by Muncho, Is This Something? Then we heard Life's a Trip by Ira Hardley, a local band that Andy is in with his friend Ira Hardy, who's also a member of Muncho's live band. Then we heard Monomyth from the album Happy Family. That was the song Release Life, Place to Go. Then we heard some Shopping by Special Noise featuring Greg Napier, one of the live drummers on the record that is coming out on Friday. Is This Something by Muncho? It is something indeed. It's a great record. Hope you enjoy it and hope you enjoyed our conversation. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to close out with a brand new track from Wiseblood with her longtime contributor, Drug Dealer. So this is the song Real Thing. It's freshly released and great to hear back from Wiseblood. I know she was very much affected by the Altadena fire last fall, so glad that she's releasing music again. All right, be well, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Like a dream that you soon forgot. Then you left me high and dry to watch it crumble. It happened fast, like our world had to tumble and crash. Seasons change and your love didn't. I'm
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy the sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the